Okay,
Got it.
What's the number?
The one that's on there.
Okay.
Sheree, is Keith joining? Yes, already did. We're ordering a bunch, like $10,000 worth of equipment to go in there. They already did. No, they came like last week. No, we had to order it.
That we've accumulated, they don't have to see.
Well, that really, that's what,
showing us now?
Yeah, that's what we want to do. And I told Keith it made sense, and we're going to do it.
Okay.
But not for this, not for the budget that goes to the state. It'll be an addendum that happens.
So every month we will see.
Yes.
How much is in savings?
Because what we'd add an income account called transfer from cash and stick it in there.
Yeah.
As we spend it, and you'd see the expense towards the big items.
Along those lines, you're going to show us that 1.8, whether we bring it.
Well, not 1.8, but the about 600,000-700,000 that's earmarked for these.
Okay.
You got to have your money sitting in your account to pay your expenses, but
yeah,
the excess.
See what we're spending from over here, but don't we have another million sitting that we're not spending?
Something like that.
And you're not going to show us that?
We are going to show you that.
I do kind of show you that.
On that front sheet.
That front page. All you do is take how much money we have coming in, how much money we have to spend. And that adds up to about $600,000 we got to spend this year above what we're going to make. But if you look in what cash assets we have on the bottom is 1.8.
Gotcha.
And so if you take the $600,000 we still have to spend out of those cash assets for this year, we have 1.2 million left that should be there when the budget's all done.
Okay.
And that is basically what we have in our savings.
So when we go to spend, let's say we're going to do sidewalks out of this year's budget, $350,000, I'll say, estimated. We don't know, right? Or let's just say $300,000 is your number. So we would take $300,000 out of that $1.2 million that's just sitting there in our slosh fund or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Put it in the line item, in a line item number to be spent.
Yeah.
As an income to that amount.
What's key is it'd be income and expense and zero out.
Yes.
Otherwise, we would skew the results of our operating
exactly.
expenses.
Okay.
So there'll be a top line and a bottom line.
All right. I feel better about that.
It makes a lot of sense.
So this 60,000, those numbers on the bottom, that sheet that we have. We plot that amount in there as part of our budget, the 50,000, 35, the reserves.
Yeah.
In case something comes up, we need, like somebody asks for it for the bocce, I'm going to ask for 22,000 or whatever it's going to be for the LED sign.
Yes.
And if possible, if we can work a deal, maybe both sides. I don't know. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm dreaming big here. So that would then come out of reserve and whatever. There's not
enough
there. Okay.
Yes.
I like it. Okay. So is this amount that's on this proposed 21-22 all we're going to have? Or that's what you're saying in addition to what we don't spend out of this year? That's the amount we're going to add to it.
Wait, ask me again.
Okay, the proposed budget, 21-22.
Yes.
The last page, those reserves.
Yeah.
You've got buildings and improvements.
Got it.
You've got 25,000.
Got it. I know what you're saying.
Is that enough?
That's not all we're going to spend. We're going to add that 1 million up and down.
See,
that's kind of a slush for little capital expenditures.
See, the thing is, we filled in all of our line items, and we looked at our income, and we still had this much money left. And so that much money gets divided up.
So you divide that up into what? So you're saying we could have had $25,000 less in that reserve fund than we put in there this year.
No.
Because we had $50,000 in this year's budget.
No, that...
Okay, I can answer that. This is... Yes, you are correct. You are correct. When you're preparing a financial or a budget, for example, if you raise X expense, 3% raises, this is going to cost a little more. You got to take it out of somewhere.
Right.
And it was take it out of here. slush funds, knowing, and this is what you want to know, but when you look at the financials, if you're financial, we know that we are very financially healthy. Right. That's why I'm happy to help in the background, because I want to keep an eye on things, you know, for my future. But so you've got a lot of money to spend, but seeing it is what you're asking for.
Yes, I know. You guys understand what I'm asking?
Yeah. And you know, and the nice thing about that too, just because we have the money to spend doesn't mean we have to spend it.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of people that are very concerned that we're going to spend happy right now, and I think that we're really not.
Exactly. We are
doing things that are constructive for the park.
I've seen very conservative spending in my years here.
Yes.
Very conservative. But we can spend more.
And then what we were thinking is, which I've been trying to do since, and I apologize, is we want to take some of that money and start funding the reserve accounts.
Yes. Yes.
Like the roads, the pool.
For future.
Yes. So this way in 5 years, oh my goodness, we need this. Oh, we don't have the money. Let's take out a loan or deplete part of the savings. If we throw money in every year for the life of what our project is, then we know there's no surprises. So is
proper
that going to be identified on here? Yeah. Not this budget.
No.
It
can be identified.
Let me come up and ask you a question so we can hear you.
Well, I'm wondering if that might make us feel a little more comfortable. We know, like, if we were doing this ahead of time, let's say we weren't doing sidewalks this year, trying to get it done. We're saying we're doing it next year. So last year's budget and this year's budget, we earmarked in a reserve account $150,000 that we pulled out of our savings slush fund and put it in that reserve account. And then also this year we put it in. Let's say we want to do the, we know the roof in 10 years is going to need to be replaced. So can every year $25,000 or $50,000 is built into the budget and identified on a line that says roof reserve 2031, meaning that's the year we expect to spend the money to fix our roof.
Yes.
Thank you. Yay. This is just a question for the board. The first one was part of this was made sure it. And they actually hired an engineering firm to do a reserve study to look at their infrastructure. They actually maintain the buildings and the roofs to look at all the big ticket items that were going to need care. And the engineering firm came in and they looked at everything and said, the expected life expectancy for your clubhouse roof is this many years. Probably going to cost this amount of dollars, but this one should into your reserve account.
Did you do that, Shereen? I did. But you know, I've done it many times. But if y'all want to hire somebody to come in and do it, I have no problem with it. But what it is, it's just doing. That's a fantastic.
That's
it. Really, it is. But basically, what you're doing is you're getting your three bids for your roof, and then you're gonna amateurize it, and you're gonna see what your proposed increases are for the next 10 years, right? You go up by 2% or something of what the actual cost is gonna be. So you take your major expenditures, like you said, Megan, your roads, your roof, your pools, the clubhouse. And yeah,
basically. But I know when the study is really expensive, and I just wasn't aware.
She didn't go this morning.
Did somebody do a future? Like,
I guess.
Yeah,
it was based still, but we had lunch.
Thank you guys. Hey, so glad
to see everybody. No, I have a question. Is there any benefit to us, profit or non-benefit, to use the term
capital improvements projects as a line item in the budget. And I say that because after trying to go after two grants, the state and the federal government always wants to know how well off you are. And for that reason, because of our income and status, oftentimes we would not qualify for grants because we should be paying for it ourselves. But if a highway improvement, sidewalk improvement, those kinds of things were under a line item, capital improvement, we couldn't touch them.
Exactly, Terry. That's a good point. Because if we take that money and say, well, you know, we don't have this money because it's all earmarked. It's earmarked for schools.
Our residents have voted to do it for the trustees have voted. This is what we have to use that money in.
So should it be specified? Should it be specified as capital improvements project with a?
We can name those line items whatever we want. And yes, that would be a good idea. So it shows it's spent and earmarked, as Cherie said.
So you feel that would help us perhaps get grants in the future?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have that $1.8 million sitting in savings.
But the money left there.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think it's important we get that. Do you think it can be done in the 21-22 budget?
It's not really a budget item.
It's not so much a budget item, and I don't believe the state wants to see that in the budget. They want to see how we've got to get this submitted to the state. It's just like any for-profit company. You've got your internal financials and your audited externals. This budget is what the state cares about. For their finance, they roll it up into a giant budget.
And this budget basically is concerned about the income we're getting this year and how we're spending that income this year, not our reserves.
Also, we're not required by law.
We're not right
to have a reserve account.
Exactly,
an HOA does, but we do not. Like a homeowners association, they are required to submit a reserve account. We are not. So we can set up our own reserve account, which is a smart thing to do. But we're not required by law.
Is that what you're talking about? Like if we are required to keep so much in the bank, like half of our 6 months of bills or a year's worth of bills, you're saying we don't have to do that?
No, you... that's a different item. For the state, we are, and there is a very strict limitation how money's invested. When people were saying, why don't we invest this money? No way. Mm-hmm. You can invest it in a state, very conservative. There's laws. We're governed by those laws, which is good.
We are interest on our 1.2 million.
Yes, but yeah. Low. But we can't go out and gamble with the people's money. And that is
a
good thing.
The SBA, which is our government investment, a year and a half ago was paying us $200 a month for our $80,000 we have in there. Today they pay us $22 a month.
Wow.
So is it a good idea or not a good idea?
It is. It's a good idea for us, and for you internally. Yes, it is.
But not for the budget.
Not for the state. Well, that's what I want to ask the auditor. Can we put that to the state or not? But this is what's required by the state. Do we want to give them more? And I don't think we can. I don't think we can. But internally for us, for more transparency, we can do it. And for you submitting grants, we can do it. And you can submit these financials with these line items. It's a great idea. And that's what we're talking about doing.
I think that the state basically is more concerned with a balanced budget. Your income and your outflow have to be identical. You can't have anything left over. And when we prepare this budget, we're basically, well, we expect our expenditures to be for the year and what our income is expected to be for the year, and they are coinciding and they are matching to a zero balance, which is perfect. That's what we want to do. But when our residents question us, where's the money coming from? Well, the money is coming from the reserve that we have sitting there for our big projects, and they're wanting to see that. So when we do a internal budget for our park to see, those line items can be included. But this budget you want to send to the state. You don't want to give the state any more than what they ask for, because if they do, and they get a hold of that, they're going to take it against you, guaranteed. You want to give them just what they need to know, and that's what this budget is.
You know what? You're right at budget. You're always on those items. You're a very fine line between what you reveal and what you do not reveal. And then you can reveal things that you are not going to reveal.
Exactly.
And you can get into serious trouble.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Bruce Fair Profile, you can make your credit. You definitely don't want to give the state anything if you don't have it. I know that for a fact, right?
Yeah.
Two things. We've had a lot of questions at the meetings, and Keith, you and I know this, we were in the budget committee. I think that the people want to see a sheet of our total money. In other words, what is our savings account thing we do in the state? 84,000 I think what they want to see is a printout of all of our money. Is it on that page, the other page?
You can add it easily.
Could we kind of include it on that other page? I think it would be helpful.
This report I give out every month, you know, the
right.
That on the last page. Right here on the last, it has our assets, and they list how much is in the TD Bank fixed, and how much is in the SBA.
Good. I'm glad you're doing that, because I know people have asked a lot of questions.
So is that where we're going to show our other reserve accounts that we're talking about now?
For the regular financial.
That's just a monthly refresh.
That's where we can see it.
We can put it there.
That's our internal.
Yes, and we can add it.
And that'll include that money in that special account and all that stuff.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about that we want to see. Mm-hmm. I know you had the total on the front page, but I wanted to see those line items that
If you take a look at this front page, this basically, anything in orange is where this stuff comes from. And if you go first one, March, you have to go to the last column and go down, and that just goes follows the orange stuff down that column. Okay, then if you go to the year to date, the expenses is in the orange column going across on the expense line, is the top line. On the on the last page, you have the orange expense line, and all those numbers come from that line. And then this 1.8 comes from right down at the bottom of the April line, and those in above it, it shows where that I got that orange. The orange line is the total of what's above it.
Yes.
So that basically, I try to keep it as simple.
I know that. And the third thing, to bring people up to date that weren't here for years, we had a very simple budget for many years. It was like 2 pages. If you check our other sister platform, the other thing, they have a very simple budget, 2 pages, plain English. You and I were on the budget committee when Mr. Anderson was here. If you remember, he put this system in, put all these numbers here. You remember the problem?
I wasn't with the treasurer, but I know he did a lot.
He screwed the whole system up in plain English. And remember the pages we worked from? And I said, well, the figures were all wrong. Oh, well, everything's off online. Remember, we had to put everything up online.
Yeah.
That was crazy. All this complication with all the numbers here and all this stuff, we never had that before. It was a very simple, simple budget. Go online and look it up, and you'll see what the other problem is. We probably can't go back and change it now, but he brought us into a big city atmosphere for the people that don't know that. And it made it very complicated. Just a comment.
Thank you.
Okay, there's one more thing that I want to ask. And I know that we had talked about going to the AFLAC, and you put that in the budget, and I see that. Has that been offered to our employees as of yet, or are we just budgeting it so that we're prepared when we offer it?
It's budgeted so the board can vote on it.
Okay.
And right now, we pay, I have AFLAC, I pay my own. There are two other staff that pay their own AFLAC. A lot of us, just so that it's crystal clear and this gets audio on our website, most of our staff, all of our staff, believe it or not, are aging out of the insurance. So the park is actually saving, this is crazy, close to $14,000 a year per employee because we're going on Social Security. So
just because you go on Social Security doesn't mean we can't still insure you.
Well, we all have chosen, but and I believe it's in our rules. If the board voted to continue with our insurance, that would be a different story. But I think that it's, in my opinion, I think it's a waste of money. I mean, I'm going to be 65, and I have Social Security to go to me. So that's what that's what I'm going to do, and all of us. I mean, I can't imagine what's going to happen when we all do retire. But at this point, it is a savings of $14,000 per staff. So upon thinking about this, I thought, well, as an incentive to keep the seniors here for 3, 4, 5, maybe longer years, I thought, well, why not offer the staff, and it's not just because of me. I can't leave it for a year if I sign up with these programs, but I thought it would be an incentive to keep the staff here at a fraction of the cost of the health insurance.
It is. I mean, and what I requested on the AFLAC is basically, if you're not taking our regular insurance that we do have, you, any employee who wants to say, hey, my husband has, or my daughter or somebody has insurance for me, I can go into them. We can still take care of a little bit, AFLAC, which is about one quarter the cost of our insurance.
Yeah, it's a good savings.
And they but and the thing is, I've kind of put together a deal that we'll talk about later. We're not taking every program in AFLAC, but we did look at the ones that our people seem to could use, and we came up with a cost for that. That's what I'd be presenting later.
So if someone turns 65 while they're working for the park, they automatically lose our health insurance? That's a rule.
It's a rule.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
They have to go on Social Security. I mean, no, they have to go on Social Security, but they can't keep our insurance. So we know every person in 65 for the same amount, correct?
Yes.
So this amount, and I don't, if this is what you're talking about, this $4,000, it says your name next to the street. Is that only for one person on that one?
Yes.
And what if Jose wants it?
It's going to be the same amount for each person.
It will be the same. It might give or take a couple of dollars, but it's not going to be that.
I see. You divide it up and you get that. I'm sorry. All right. If someone were to not take AFLAC, decide they don't want it, do we sign off as a declination that they decline receiving it so that they can't come back at us later on?
No, because this is voluntary. It's not a health insurance program. These are just
perks.
These are perks. You know, like me, I'm having hip surgery next month. So I can use my AFLAC. However, say we signed up for AFLAC, say tomorrow, I can't use it for a year because they have pre-existing conditions. But say with mine that I have now, they'll give me money toward my doctor. They're going to give me money toward my hospital bills, all that stuff. I'm going to get a check. I don't have to pay the doctors. I don't have to pay the hospital. They're just going to give me the check to do what I want with it. So
if someone signs up for AFLAC, it's not good to them for at least 12
months. It depends. It depends on the situation. It depends on I don't know each one of those.
So what I'm saying is everybody who signs up basically is saying they plan on working here for longer than 12 months. Otherwise, why pay for Aflac?
No, I'm not sure the time frame. Like, you know, when we have new employees, they have a 90-day probationary period. I don't know the exact time frame for Aflac. I know that there is. Some of it can be immediate. Stacy, are you listening in here? I don't know if she can shed some light on it. She did a lot of research on this.
Yes, I'm in
here. I'm not sure the exact time frame.
She can't talk.
I think each thing is different. When I had Aflac, if you had cancer, there was a certain time frame, especially if you didn't know you had cancer when you signed up. I think it was almost instantaneous. And then other things, if you had a pre-existing one, you get it to yourself.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I know there is. I just don't know what the time frames are.
Okay, so that answered my question about having it in the budget, because we haven't approved it yet, but I'm glad that we see it there in case it does get approved. There's one other question that I have, and that is the Ricoh copy machine. Now, we rent our copy machine, or is there any reason why we don't purchase one?
This, Carol, this is worth its weight in gold. It really is. We don't have to maintain it. They service it. They clean it. We buy our own stuff. So I can vouch for that. But it is. And
common practice.
And how, 1 through 5, how do you rate our quality of service?
I never give anybody a 5, so I'll give them 4.5.
Okay. So you're happy with what you've got then?
Very happy. I've done some research a couple of months ago with some other companies, and they couldn't come close to what Ricoh does. They're national. I had a gal who was really nice, and she knew her stuff, but...
And when it breaks down, you don't have to pay to fix it.
No.
Right.
Yeah. No. That's where the savings is.
They're
here the same day. So it breaks down a lot.
So the only thing that we have to pay outside of that $2,400 is for the paper and the toner.
Correct.
Okay, so they do everything else.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a very reasonable price then.
And I thought about, well, maybe we should upgrade it, but why? It works perfectly well for our needs. We don't do banners. It's capable of doing it, but we don't do that, so.
You got candy while you're gone.
Yeah.
If it's not broken,
change. Well, permanent maintenance.
Huh? Good. But she did more than
the
last time I saw her.
What did she do
today? She did about 97%.
Well, the reason being is she comes every week. I don't think that's necessary. I think that
for sure.
We have her come in every other week, and we're going to adjust for the week. She can come in. We definitely will continue to outsource.
I think that's appropriate for me to input payroll, document that,
and do our invoices at that time. If in between that time we need to cut a check, we're quite capable of writing a check, and of course having it go through the board, the treasurer, the other signer, the appropriate channels. So.
So time-wise, you feel that that's safe and paperwork will be, documentation will be there so that everything's, you know, transparent.
Absolutely. Yes.
We can stay on top of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would assume her hours would have to be extended so that it is here?
Not necessarily. Sometimes she's here 10 minutes. That's it. She'll come in, and she's out the door. $175 a
day. Is she good with this?
$175 an hour?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no, she made a good point. She got a degree. She's paid for her, so.
The thing is, yes, she's good at it and she's worth it, but only on payroll weeks is she here for very long. You know, a lot of stuff that comes in, Stacy already marks it up and gets it ready for her. So she just enters it. So basically what she's here to do is enter things and get the paperwork, put it into QuickBooks and stuff like that. And I think that once a week she would have enough time to do that. Because the weeks that don't have payroll, she may print out 4 or 5 checks, you know, and otherwise she just records things that are debited out of the bank. And we're trying to use the credit card a little more because we get kickbacks from the credit card. So, and then that would be just entry into QuickBooks.
I'm going to make a statement. The key service that Cindy provides, and yeah, shortening the hours, that's fine, to 2 times a month, is she provides an external independent person in our bank account and cutting our checks. And when we are audited, it's a wonderful financial control for us, as opposed to part-time accountant internal. It's a good control of the monies for us. It's safety, and we never want to
get rid of
an outside bookkeeper.
Makes sense. And I already asked this question of our treasurer a little while ago, but I want to make sure it's on record that I'm asking it. We have on the third page the line item budget for the tax certificate purchases, where we did approve the $10,000. At our meeting yesterday, we discussed the possibility of going up. So if we take this up and we approve that money going up to the higher level,
that's for next year.
That would be no.
That's in this.
That's in the proposed budget for 2021-22.
Yeah, but that's for next year.
But that's for next year. That doesn't mean what we're doing now.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, we'll make sure that we're on the same page now.
Yeah, and that's just a standard amount we're going to have going on. And we can adjust it just like we did this for this year.
Okay.
Why are we so over on the contract budget with
model? Because we were trying to get bigger kickbacks on our credit card. And so we paid them one time on a credit card. And they said, you can do that, but we're going to charge you the 3% to credit card.
3%.
So it just happened. That just happened 1 month.
Well, and plus now that I think about it, we had to pay them extra for our mulch too. We had them do that, which is beautiful, and we had to do it every year.
I don't think we applied it to flawless, but I think we applied that to a different account.
We didn't apply it to regular hours, and we bought the mulch.
No, we applied the whole mulching to grounds
maintenance,
right. We didn't apply that to their contract.
But it was at one time.
To the car.
Okay.
So we're not doing that anymore.
We thought we were going to get more than the 3%, and we've been working with TD Bank, and they're coming through disappointingly. So we've changed back some stuff.
Please.
Under what? Ordinary income?
It's the second item up.
Decals, badges.
Says decal purchase, owner, rental, compound, golf cart, adding $2,000.
Sheree came up with that number. You were for the decal.
Okay. Every other year we have owner decals. This year we're coming up on the owner decals.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so we have to have a little bit more every year for that. And I put extra money in there for golf carts, but we probably won't be
care of that. I just have one on the little fourth and like under the same page, telephones and communications, where it shows the district manager. So 60
$1,000 times 12. Can we just change that to 45 so that the people want?
Okay.
Oh, that's right, because they did approve the 25.
I don't even know how that 60 got there, sorry.
Well,
change it to 25 and throw a little extra into the reserve funds then.
Yeah.
That's what they did approve. Thank you for
perfect.
Touching
that.
Yeah. Is that TV contract up 2022 or
23? And then it's at the end of 22.
The end of 22.
And then what?
And we're going to have to talk about
that. Oh, yes. Well, our contract says we can't talk about it unless it's 6 months away. From
India. Oh, really?
Right, Cherie?
Yeah, the companies won't really give us any solid numbers.
So even that guy that came, he can't give us solid numbers until that day.
I think that...
He negotiated with
really
them.
Smart board. I don't think we need a mouthpiece, in my opinion. I think when it comes time, I believe you get a representative from AT&T, you get a representative from Spectrum, come to us, yes, and let them duke it out. Whoever gives us the best offer with whatever the board, whatever the board wants, whether you continue with basic TV, whether you continue with an internet package, you know, the board will have to figure out what they want. Give it to these guys and have that. Whoever gives us the best package or deal.
Well, right? And with the way technology is changing, only thing you may need is just Wi-Fi and let people stream what they want to stream.
Yeah, I just switched to AT&T and I got $75 a month cheaper.
And we have all
brand new
fiber optics. Right. Everything in this park is brand spanking new with AT&T.
Except they're telling us they don't do home.
Oh, they don't.
For sure. Do you have a
pilot? Sure. I can.
Why would they get all? They did the
individual
home to get individual. That's what they told me. But that's maybe that doesn't
seem make a good note.
Good meeting.
I can't imagine AT&T turning down $18,000 a month, to be honest with you. Whatever it may be, you know, when you think about it, how much you spend.
The AT&T phones are expensive.
Their phones are?
I can remember my AT&T phone. It's $45 a month basic service.
Well, right, we don't need that anyway.
Right,
we're looking at service, not phones. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
We're going with
that.
Good. Only as good as people behind you.
So we'll get together and get the point.
You guys deserve a peek. I want to puff up with the tea bar, okay?
I mean,
I wouldn't lie. My reputation is I wouldn't sit here.
Okay. Like I said, one more question, and I asked
you got it.
And look at the last page on the ordinary income. It says reserve outlay buildings and improvements. For the $25,000 outlay, it says audio system for 21-22, and he explained that to me, but I'd like him to explain it so that the people understand what that is for, too.
The audio
system. The audio system?
Well, I have an engineer that came in and spoke with Diane Bell and myself, and we have a new system coming in. Just for the board meetings, ACC, HPOA, and the trustees. It's state of the art. It's the most modern thing out there. It's under 1,000. But we really need to do something with the acoustics. A lot of folks out there are having a hard time with their hearing aids and stuff. So we really have to address putting those
on. That's what you're talking about.
I can, not necessarily. And the ceiling, and I don't know which direction we should go, but we have to address it. It really does. And everybody keeps saying, well, the dining hall is going to need to be replaced, it's going to need revamped, but until then, at least make it comfortable for everybody to be able to hear.
Did you ask that engineer about that while he was here?
He has ideas, but no. We only talked about getting Zoom and the PA system together.
So you feel that the $25,000 would be enough?
Just for the acoustics, I believe it would.
Okay. It's not audio system, but it would be overall.
No, just put like panels every other just to absorb the sound.
You're going to have to, because I've done this when I built a plant. We had these hanging
panels.
Can
you
even talk into the microphone? We've got to do the ceiling too here, especially. 25,000 off the top of my head, but I don't know.
Well, we just got a budget.
Yeah.
We don't have to spend it.
You need a quote.
Well, we'll have a building maintenance reserve fund.
Diane,
okay.
And see what his thoughts on that.
Yeah.
I'm not on the board. I got to keep.
Pardon? I will call the place to see if our equipment's in yet. That's when they'll come back and we get the equipment. We can send it all.
Bruce Grant, more money than they would have. I don't want to beat a dead question to death, but those speakers in the ceiling worked for many years, right, Becky? And the sound came down on top of the people. It worked fine. Then we started putting these speakers all around, and they bounced off the walls. Those speakers in the ceiling came straight down on the people. It worked for years. So somebody decided we didn't want it.
Is that just to hook up different wiring, you think?
I don't know if the wire is still there. Oh, they would know. I think he ripped up some of it because they changed things. That was the speaker there. They screwed into it for that thing. But there was like maybe 15 of them, maybe 8 up each side. It worked perfect.
But the sound
came straight down on the people. It didn't bounce off the wall.
What do you think, Bruce? You think we ought to talk to them?
What?
Well, I think so. So, who's in the very knowledgeable in audio and video?
Yes.
We should talk to them.
Absolutely.
I need to find out if the wires are still up here.
Do we have any more questions?
Budget.
I just want to say thank you to Keith and
Sheree.
And Kendra.
Thank you.
All right. So, for any other announcements or any questions before we leave?
Yes.
We're going to announce it on May 19th at 1:30 p.m. This will be our next public meeting to discuss the budget. That will be the only item on the agenda for that day. That will be Wednesday, May 19th at 1:30 p.m. to discuss our budget and to prepare for finalization. So please, those of you that can be here, be
final.
Would be our final, yes.
Our second
required meeting.
Will we accept the budget on that meeting, or will that have to go to the next meeting?
You could vote on it.
You can vote on it on the 24th. That's why we're having a special meeting next
week. We're not going to vote on that day.
No, that's our final day for our required public meetings. Okay, it'll be the 19th. Then on the hearing. Then on the 24th, it'll be on the budget for final vote. Or on the agenda, excuse me. Okay? So the 19th at 1:30 is our hearing. The 24th, we'll have the final vote.
Okay.
Anything else? Then may I entertain a motion to adjourn? Motion has been made that we adjourn the meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for the
excellent. We appreciate you guys.
I can put you guys on the attendance.
Thank you, Kendra.
Thank you, Kendra, for everything. We appreciate what you're doing.
It's all for board and us. Keith, good job, Keith.
Thank you.
Well, let's get this new statement and
Let's get that together.
We'll get together.
Keith. Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes I think I'm asking stupid questions.
So maybe tomorrow. What time does she get there? 8?
8:15.
Okay.
And tomorrow.
I might pop there.
You know.
Don't be too late because, like I said, I'm late to the payroll.
Thank you for being here. And if you ever consider it, we'd love to have you sit up here for you.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get you one of those. We'll get you.
I'm going to ask that guy
I was looking at the shirt.
I had no idea that would be something to read.
What?
She has a commercial embroidery machine. She doesn't know what we're paying to get our shirts done.
Well, we just order new ones. We just order a new one. Where do we do the shirts, Free? The shirts, when you get shirts.